Well, again, it's extremely disappointing that we have only received two new Gardaí when we know that many, many more are retired. And this points to the fact that we have a continuing reduction in Garda numbers here in the Northwest, and especially in Sligo Leitrim, where we are really concerned about the crime figures continuing to increase. And we see that most of the Gardaí are released to Garda stations in Dublin and Limerick and Cork, and rural areas again are being denied the protection that they require now facing into the winter. And this is incredibly disappointing again.
Why do you think that is, Councillor Clark, that the North West region continues to receive the lowest allocation of Gardaí from Templemore?
Well, it's extraordinary that this is happening. Like, you know, we see the figures and we see the stress that the Gardaí are under, and we see the pressure that they're under, and we still see that they're not getting the support here in Sligo Leitrim area. And this, of course, is a political decision to release them in the bigger cities where there's more TDs and more government ministers. You know, the Minister for Justice is based in Dublin, so naturally he's going to protect his own patch. And here in the Northwest, we have really nobody shouting for an increase in Garda numbers. The government TDs are happy to stand in line and accept this. And this is very disappointing, again, that's happening here in Sligo Leitrim. I speak to Gardaí on a regular basis, and they're all overworked. They're all overstressed. And sometimes they're allowed to take overtime to cover the workload they have, and sometimes they don't. And this is not acceptable. I think that government has to, and our TDs have to start talking, that we need protection here, especially in rural County Sligo and Leitrim.